Hello all, Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. This evening I wanted to take the opportunity to just follow up with my outline for learning how to stretch our potential. I share with you guys that the group and I, we talked about how to get more out of our goals, more out of the things that we are reaching for. And so Pasquale, I'm not sure if you remember him, shared a piece on learning how to stretch our potential. And it was laid out, and it began with a person's reach must always extend beyond their grasp. One reason why we aim low in life is the fear we have of failing. Ironically, many of us are more intimidated by short-term failure than reaching a future stage in life where we are living a fulfilled life. Instead, we make small gains, which creates a belief that we have limited potential. Many organizations promote continuous improvement as one of their main underlying values today. Most business owners know that to stay competitive in today's global market, constant improvement is crucial to not be overtaken by other competing businesses. And we talk about this a great deal in the group because I've had those who said, I really wanted to start a hat company, but everybody makes hats. And I'm constantly saying to them what was said to me, they haven't seen a hat you made though. Your hat is going to be unique because you made it, right? What's true for business is also true for us. Every experience we have can be a learning experience if we allow it. Every success, failure, and setback can prepare us for the greater challenges we haven't yet faced, right? And I like that because it reinforces that failure helps us to move forward, right? It helps us to move beyond what we feel we can grasp, right? When setting goals, yes, it's important that our short and medium-term goals are realistic and achievable, but it's imperative our long-term goals exceed beyond our present capabilities. Now, I'm working on that one. It's easier said than done, as we all know. We stretch and grow when our reach extends beyond our immediate grasp. Never be afraid to aim high when choosing goals to pursue in life. Regardless of how high we aim, our results will always fall below it in the short term, right? So we talked about the goals that drive people to fulfillment, how they are created in four different and meaningful ways. And so the first of those are purpose. To create a life that is bigger than ourselves, we tend to attach our goals to either our careers or responsibilities to family and friends. And I've experienced that one too in groups where I will ask an individual to introduce themselves, and they will immediately begin to talk about what they do, as opposed to who they are. Profit, financial, economic, and material growth. profit allows us to outsource the tasks we are not passionate about to those who are. Money is not the root of all evil. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. And I'm pretty sure you guys have heard that before. I grew up with that one. Money itself is currency. It is a physical representation of the amount of energy exerted for the exchange of goods and services. Three, people creating community, being able to look at different perspectives and learn from one another, just like iron sharpens iron. We too grow when we are challenged by one another. And it's that natural competitiveness in us as human beings, right? You know, we keep each other sharp on our toes, even in our relationships, especially in our business, right? Those competitive businesses out there help us to say, "Whoo, how can I get more creative?" It keeps you sharpening your tools, your creativity. I really like that. The planet. Finding ways to take care of the planet, our home on Earth. That is a huge, project. You know, we talk about, what are your hobbies? You know, I totally enjoyed when I watched groups of people from all different organizations sort of cleaning up the lots and making sure that, and beautifying the neighborhood and that kind of thing. It just sort of makes you feel good. And I try to be as mindful as I can about wasting water and throwing litter and garbage around. But, you know, that's just me. But that's my contribution to that whole thing. And so all of these areas are vehicles to attach our goals onto. When we begin to identify how our goals impact more than just ourselves, we embark on a journey to fulfillment and creating a vision for our lives. Having a vision is an opportunity to play our part in how our life is shaped. One that is not just taking, however, is one where we are actually giving back and making a difference beyond ourselves. I thought that this piece was interesting, and I just wanted to follow through with it. Group Talk wants to remind you that on Sundays we will be live on radio discussing various topics of interest between the hours of 3 and 4. I'm hoping that those hours are good for those, you know, good, and that they allow individuals to take care of their Sunday routines. You know, we've got our Sunday routines getting ready for Monday, and it's only an hour long. So I will definitely be sending out reminders that we are live, and I hope that you guys join us in the live setting. Okay, so I'm going to take this opportunity to say goodbye for now, and thank you very much for stopping by. Hello all, Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. Today the group and I talked about some of the areas or parts of our house that we may want to pay some attention to. And so Group Talk instructed individuals to draw a 4-story house. And the floor of their house should be identified as the values of their life. And then there's the roof of the house. Here is where the things or people who protect us. The walls of our house. Here's where, or these are the things or people who support us. On the door of the house. Here are the things that we keep hidden from people. Our chimney are ways that we blow off steam. And our billboard are things we are proud of and want others to see. Now, the floor, level one, will consist of behaviors you want to change or gain control over. Level two of the house are emotions you want to experience more or in a more healthy way, these emotions like fear and anger, etc. Level three would be things you're happy about or want to feel happy about. Level four will outline what is a life worth living. Now, we discuss various aspects of this exercise. Some of the questions were, what was the purpose of this activity? What did we learn about ourselves? Were there any differences between who I wrote about on the roof and who I wrote about on the walls? Were there any differences between the people who support me and the people who protect me? We drew the distinctions. Discussion continued with, what was the hardest part of the activity? What was it like to think of what you would place on your billboard? And so Group Talk decided to share that with my audience. As you know, Group Talk continues to motivate healthy family, healthy self, healthy life. So I hope that you find this exercise useful and possibly a topic of discussion with others in your family, in your relationship, etc. Have a very wonderful day. Stay warm. Talk to you later.